So are you enthused by the fact that it's Olympic year? And can we harness the enthusiasm surrounding the Olympics? Let's talk to Robin Mayhew, who has written a song and has a whole project called Refuse to Lose, which aims to channel that aspiration to students both young and old alike. Let's talk to Robin now. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Sarah. How are you doing?
It's all going well, isn't it?
It's going very well.
A lot of people have sort of embraced the spirit and are listening to the song, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Yes, that's good. I'm hijacking the Olympics, really, trying to get people or young people to think about how an athlete must have sort of dedication, discipline and direction if he or she is going to achieve the gold medal. And if they do achieve the gold medal, they've got success for their life and they've got celebrity, and there it is. So if you can take and imagine the dedication that person has to have to achieve that and apply it to perhaps an ambition you have, in an aim in your own life, in a child's life, they may be able to plot a course with the help of this song to get there.
So it's not really, it's about harnessing the enthusiasm surrounding a big sporting event. You don't have to actually be sporty to take up the message.
No. The whole thing is that with the Olympics, you've got this whole feeling of dedication and getting to that gold medal. And I'm trying to latch onto that spirit and the ethos of it coming through to the young people, so the Olympics are going on in the background, but they can sing this song, and from the words in the song, then perhaps set themselves a goal in life, focus on it, and follow a path to get there. They can always diversify and go off and do other things if the X Factor comes along or something, but but by and large, if they want to be a draftsman or an architect or a dress designer or whatever it is, they have to look at their life and see which path they're going to take and then bond to it and focus on it and follow through.
It's a great idea. You must have actually had to follow the words of the song yourself to get this going, because
Believe me, it's a big project,
isn't it?
It's been a year. Well, I spoke to you at Christmas, didn't I?
You did, yes.
The Wakehurst thing, and I think I spoke to you sometime earlier in the year. But it's been going for about a year, and it is a refuse to lose thing. But